Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
One more segment to go here with Jane, State Rep Steve Butts, Greg Keller, Republican consultant. Let me, for a moment here, because I like to do this, make it all about me. Keller, I'll start with you. I'm very concerned I'm going to lose two very good friends in this whole thing, because if Jennings is the White House press secretary and Schmidt goes to the cabinet, I'll never see those guys again, will I?
No, you never see them again, although I was...
They will pretend they don't know you.
I know. I'm about to be quoted. I may be pre-quoting myself, but I'll be in the Kansas City Star this week saying that I hope Eric Schmidt does not become attorney general. He could be U.S. Senator for as long as he wants to be. He could get into leadership. Of course, he could be attorney general. I would like to see him be...
I'm with you.
After Kehoe does his 8 years, I'd like to see him be governor of this state and then run for president himself.
I mean, I think being... I mean, look, let's face it. I mean, Donald Trump's going to be lame dunk pretty darn soon. And... You know, he's young enough. He's got a, you know, he's got a career
ahead of
him.
But do you think it would be a good idea? Because this administration position, I do too, personally. I think it would be, outside of my friendship and never seeing him again,
yeah.
I think he has opportunities in the Senate. On that note, you heard, you know, what the Hawley in the promo from Mark Cox, what his pick, John Cornyn. Who's going to be the Senate Majority Leader, in your opinion?
Oh, I have no idea. I haven't even checked that out.
Yeah, they're talking about Rick Scott. His name is mentioned.
No, Rick Scott
has been mentioned.
It's not going to be Rick Scott. I think it's going to be Thune.
That's what I thought,
and
too.
He's, yeah, I mean, that would not be a bad choice. Yeah.
Who's going to, I mean, I got to say, I miss Tim Walz already. I do. Come on. I can't, if they don't do Jim Gaffigan one more time.
Jim Gaffigan, I know. Trump said he was going to be out of a job.
Well, what's going to, you know, this is actually a serious question, because if you remember, oh my God, I'm going to roll my eyes, Saturday Night Live, when Hillary lost, they did this piano intro and all this stuff. Can they not try to be funny? Because they're not funny unless they bring cast members that haven't been on the show for a long time. Dana Carvey has been so good. Myra, I'm going to miss that.
They have been funny these last
really
couple
funny.
Months.
And I love that they make fun of everybody. Isn't that the point? We make
exactly.
fun of everybody. Buddy.
But they had that opportunity, Jane, for 3.5 years, and they only took it now in the last couple of months. That's weird to me.
Can we make America funny again?
Thank you.
Mafa.
Hey, especially
that's
on Saturday
my,
Night
Mafa.
Live,
Mafa. Just generally. Everything needs to be funnier. Everything. Can we talk about local? Can we talk about the change that's going to be happening in St. Louis County?
Yeah, let's do that, because there are implications to what's happening in St. Louis County, and those are maybe things that affect people's lives more than
yes.
what's
more.
Happening on a presidential
correct.
Level,
yes.
right?
Yes. So we have one. So there's going to be a 6-1 majority against Sam Page. So that's going to be very interesting times for him.
Explain that a little
yeah.
bit for people who don't
well,
know the
because,
numbers and
you know,
why that's happening.
Ernie Trakas, one of his reliable sycophants,
gone.
Lost. He lost in the Republican primary, and then the Republican won. Page put a whole bunch of money against the Republican who won. Who
Archer.
Was a Mike Archer, who's a former prosecutor, a lawyer, normal person. So that's great. And then Kelly Dunaway, you know, it was not running for reelection. And a very
Gretchen
Banger,
Banger
a
certainly
wonderful,
is not going to be
wonderful
a
Democrat
ally with Sam Page.
And a former county auditor, which we need. So
Gretchen is?
Yes.
Okay.
She was former county auditor. And of course, Sam supported her appointment. Sam Page has put significant amounts of money against every single sitting council person except Lisa Clancy. And he wonders what his life is going to look like.
How's Lisa doing this week? I'm kind of worried about
yeah,
her.
Yeah, she's probably
and
there's
Dr.
probably
Green,
a TikTok
said,
out
did
there.
You say Dr. Green activated her
she
Twitter account?
One of them.
Deplatformed herself from Twitter just today, it looks like.
And here's the other thing, is we're going to have, we have a prosecutor's office
well,
that's falling apart.
That's the next step I wanted to take. So explain yeah. this, because now there's a debate, or at least a disagreement, over who gets to appoint the new prosecutor. Wesley mm-hmm. Bell, elected to Congress, he's going to D.C.
Yes.
to replace Cori Bush. So then we need a new prosecutor for
correct.
St. Louis County. Is it Governor Parson, or is it Sam Page?
I think it's a really, and I've done most of these cases where you have a, you know, an alleged conflict between state statute and a charter. And this is a really close call. And there's I can see where both of them are going to fight.
In other words, it's not clear who has that responsibility.
I think there are very good arguments on both sides. But somebody has to be the unequivocal appointing authority. So there has to be an answer. Here's what I think, though. I think neither one of them are going to back down, because why would they have this fight publicly if one of them was going to back down? And so what I think will happen is they're both going to appoint someone, and then they're both going to file quos to remove the other one, and the courts are going to have to decide.
Didn't you say, though, doesn't the governor get to appoint, but Sam Page has to go through an approval process with the county council?
Well, there are two different processes. That's the thing. There's a county. There's a charter process that requires, you know, council approval. And then, but then in the general statute for all prosecutors all over the state, there's a statute that says the governor fills the vacancy until the next, you know, general election. So, and it's weird. There's no cases. There's never been a situation. Now, we had St. Charles when Tim Lomar resigned. Yeah. The governor did not, and that's a charter county, and he did not assert his rights to have this appointment. Now, the city has a special statute, and it's unequivocal that it's the governor, and that's the only person that appoints. So we're really in some gray area here. So we're probably going to have dueling quo warrantos. Sam is trying to get this process moved up before the new council comes in, because he's trying to get his minion, Beth Orwick, to be the prosecutor. So he has someone who won't file a quo against him for violating the charter for continuing to work. So it's going to be very interesting times. The county prosecutor's office is asking for a supplemental budget. That means to get through till December 31st, Bill 212. And he's asking for $976,000 to get him through till the end of the year.
For two months.
And, you know, he tried to say, oh, it was because the state owes us $54,000. No, there is a fundamental budget deficit going on in the prosecutor's office. Sam Page is silent because he needs Wesley Bell to cooperate with him to try to, you know, stage this coup in grabbing the prosecutor's office for himself. I mean, the whole thing is just
anybody have
outrageous.
Any thoughts on that, Greg?
I would just like, I'm really excited about us trying to do something. I'm a St. Louis County resident. I would love to see us do something about Sam Page in an electoral sense.
Absolutely.
I don't think a Republican can win that seat the way that the county is organized politically right now. But if we could find a competent and law and order Democrat to take on Sam Page in the next election, that is one of the most important things that common sense St. Louis Countyans can be focused on.
You can't do it anymore. Yes. You moved into the city.
I moved into the city.
I mean, there's Brian Williams.
Brian Williams would be an
exceptional. It's a name that comes up.
Yeah, a lot of people I think people are lining up to beg him to
Brian Senator from University
But Brian
city.
Williams and Steve Roberts are basically, they're at the top echelon of Senate leadership now, right?
They are. I mean, they're going to be term limited out here in a couple years.
But I mean, Brian is just so uniquely situated to, he's worked in county area for his entire career, and he is so in tune, and he is actually someone. I worked with him on the police reform bill, and he was able to get to a table, police, you know, sheriffs, the NAACP, the ACLU. I mean, he got everybody to a table and came up with a bill that passed a Republican-dominated legislature. I mean, we need that kind of person who can work and get everybody to the table to make things better. And I think that he can keep Tashar in line. Sam is not... He is letting Tashara lead him around by the nose, and that is certainly what we do not need in this region.
Got a little technical problem on our end in our headphones. I hope that's not on the air right now.
Big fan of Senator Williams. I think he'd be
great.
I hope we keep him around just in the region in some
capacity.
This would be a good one. And if he wasn't going to run for Congress, and I really encouraged him to do so originally, but...
Well, he's got a new baby. I can kind of see.
I get it. You know?
But, I mean, so we have to. So, Greg, you and I, bipartisan, and I'm telling you, this is the most bipartisan thing you can find in St. Louis County is everybody that wants to end the tyranny that's in St. Louis County. Let's work together and get it done, because, look, our region needs it.
We definitely need it. And I think that Mike Kehoe is going to play a role in that for sure moving forward. Thank you, gang. I appreciate it. We kept it nice and civil here. We can hug it out afterwards. Steve, great to see you.
Thanks, Mark.
Keller, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And Jane's going to hang out. We're going to have a little fun in the next hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.